Hello, everyone. Before we do get into today's episode of Our Reel on the Reel, I would like to give a brief trigger warning, as in this episode of Our Reel on the Reel, there will be some dark themes that are discussed and some discussions about sexual assault and may be triggering for some survivors of sexual violence. Please take care of yourself and feel free to skip this episode if needed. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. This is Sugar.
This is Spice.
And Not So Nice.
And welcome to our debrief of The Real Housewives of New York City, Season 15, Episode 15. So this is the final episode of this season. And after a super boring, really, really just painfully long season, we had a really, the word I'm going to use to describe this episode is interesting. There were definitely, you know, some pretty dark themes and it just items that were discussed on this episode. But okay, before we even get into any of like the nitty gritty, what were your general just thoughts of this episode? Because we've never, correct me if I'm wrong, but we've never really had an episode like this where they've demiked and basically we're watching most of the episode just from the little extra cameras they have in the corners. They don't have the actual person like standing around like the camera crew. We're watching them kind of like just those weird little cameras in the corner, filming the hallway.
The security cameras.
That are
kind of the security cameras?
Correct. And then we've got the women in the confessionals, like trying to fill in the pieces of the story. And they're all demiked and stuff like that. Correct me if I'm wrong, but on Bravo, we haven't seen something like this before, right?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I haven't to this
map. Not that it ended like that.
So it was really interesting how, you know, they, you know, it had obviously like, okay, we're shutting things down for the day, we've demiked all this kind of stuff, and then everything, you know, continues happening despite, you know, getting demiked and all this kind of stuff, and production is probably like, oh my god, what are we gonna do here? Okay, what are your just, I'm curious to know, what are your general thoughts just of this episode before we even go into specifics?
Go ahead.
Me? Is that who your point is? Is that who your point is? Go ahead.
Well,
to?
She's already talking. There's only you and me. I said, go ahead. I'm not telling myself.
You know what? You know. Okay. You know what I thought was really interesting in this episode was where my alliance kind of was, because I kind of flip flopped because I'm like, what the hell's going on? Oh my god, I hate her. Oh my god. I can't believe she did that. Oh my god. So yeah, like I thought in my heart I kind of knew what was, or I felt when we were talking about Uba and Brynn, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
When
but Brynn was the one that was being horrid, right?
But Uba was pretty horrid too.
She did, but yeah
she was pretty horrid. Yeah. She was pretty horrid
she
too.
But that was different for her. Brynn's been doing that all the time.
Yeah,
Brynn's been slowly getting worse and worse.
I think Uba and her mouth, as far as the cutting things that she said, that's why I believed it when Brynn mentioned the fact that she, in a conversation, she told Uba she was raped. And that's when I just kind of lost my breath there for a second. I was like, oh my God. And she's doing like, so I believed her because again, and I think it was Erin that, brought it up in her confessional. She said, like, as a woman, you believe when another woman puts out an allegation or says this. Now, it wasn't even an allegation. She said, this is what happened to her. So, and I'm the same. So if someone tells me or I hear of something like that, I wouldn't think otherwise. Right. So that's why that's why I found this episode really kind of difficult for me too, is the fact that by Brynn saying that, what was the term that she used? It was not, maybe not telling the full story, or that she not over was what was the word she used? She said over shit, and I should have wrote it down. She said that she had mentioned this in the conversation with Uba, and that maybe Uba didn't hear it.
Hear or it?
That maybe,
well, yeah.
Saying the term.
What did she say? Black. Clock it. Clock it.
Clock it. That's it. Clock it. That's the rest. That's the term I was looking for.
Because so, there was something else happening that she was already off on.
Yeah.
And so she maybe threw it off like that at the end or tail end. And Uba didn't get that because.
Yeah, but you know what? Nobody.
Like I believe Uba. That, I believe Uba that she did.
100%. That, like million that. Percent. But 100%. The point is nobody in their right mind wouldn't clock that. Do you know what I mean? Like, doesn't matter how, like, when you, like.
Depends how heated it is, right?
You know what? Doesn't matter how heated it is. Like,
it might not click, right?
No, no, no. So, for me, if you and me are, if you and I are arguing about something, and you throw that in there, you just.
I would stop the conversation.
You know what?
I would stop the conversation.
And that's what would happen. That's what normally.
Yeah. So if she didn't stop the conversation, because Uba doesn't remember it at all. And
because
I
don't,
Uba
she didn't
have.
Say it to her because I know,
yeah,
I, like
she that, didn't say it to her.
But that's my feeling is that she didn't say that to her at all because when nobody doesn't not clock something like that or nobody, you know what I mean, right? Like nobody doesn't do that. Like as far as something that I guess that heinous or
that's horrible. Woman, for sure, that's the worst thing that. Could happen to you, really. And you know, yeah, there's other things that can happen too, but really when you're thinking of like in general, that's one of the worst things that can happen to you as a woman. And going back to what Erin said in her confessional, you're absolutely right, Spice. Like as another woman, if you hear that, you register that right away because that's not something that you kind of glaze over or whatever, even though I understand what you were saying, not so nice, that the conversation that Bryn was saying that she had with Uba seemed super, super, you know, tumultuous because there was a suicide attempt from one of her loved ones. And then she started talking about, oh, this happened to me, that happened to me, everything bad happened to me, right?
Because I think if Uba heard it, she would have, you know, stopped and completely changed, right? You know what I mean? But... Yeah, I believe. Yeah. So she, I don't think she said that.
I don't think she, not that it didn't happen to her. Because,
no, not that it didn't happen.
And
I
think we should maybe put that out there, right? That
most likely.
I 100%
believe. 100%
believe
her, right?
Yeah. No, that's not the issue.
That's why she has so many, you know, it's hard for her, right?
Issues. And the thing is being on a show like this, like.
It's not the right place to be.
No. And all the snippets of her and. I've seen that character trait in people that have gone through trauma before where they cover it up with, I don't want to say lies, but it, like half truths or inconsistencies, like different things in a story to make, you know, make themselves like kind of, it's self-deprecating too. Like they'll say bad things about themselves first so that nobody else has the opportunity to attack them. Do you know what I mean? That's why she says like, you know, I put a dick in my mouth or whatever. Like, you know, like I've seen that.
Yeah, like it's more her saying that than Uba. Yeah, at least on camera.
Uba was saying it.
she said who
she agreed with it.
Yeah, she agreed with it.
She agreed with it.
She didn't say
it. But the point is with that type of behavior, again, I'm not a psychologist, but like I said, I've seen that happen before in situations or someone that's gone through a traumatic experience. That it's still not an excuse for her to behave that way either. Like I'm talking about Erin. Like, do you know what I mean? Like you can't use that. You can't use that as a weapon. What you need, and maybe that's sounding a little bit harsh, but what I want to say is that, you know, someone that's in a situation like that needs help. And I guess that's kind of where I want to end that as far as my opinion goes. Because Uba again, and if we go back to Uba and her behavior, she was off the rails on so many different things. And then her kind of flipping responses, right? So that's why it's not that I didn't want to believe Uba, but when as soon as Erin said that, or Bryn, pardon me, Bryn said that, then that's kind of where I believed her. And that's why I felt kind of cheated in the show is because I thought, I'm finally siding with you. Like, do you know what I mean? And you went, you turned it, you fuck, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so mad.
Yeah, because that's what, for me too, was the thing of, oh yeah, okay, siding with her, like, there's no, you know, but then, yeah, no. Uba, you can see.
So not so nice. I want to know what your general, before we get into the nitty gritty, your general.
Oh, sorry. I kind of went into some of the nitty gritty.
Go ahead. It's all good.
I think I'm done with that one. But anyways, what are you talking about? Go ahead, Sugar.
I want to know your general opinion on the episode.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was more interesting than a lot of the other ones, but it was very, you know, not good, right? Not happy. Like, just, I don't know.
Come on, give me some context. Like, anything.
Like, it was just, I don't know. I should have taken fucking notes, but
that's okay. Well, yeah, no, I think it was a pretty dark episode. And it's, as like a viewer, it's really hard to kind of piece together all the information that was fed to us just in the way that it was filmed. Then it's being repeated by the other cast members in their confessionals. And at this point, my relationship with this particular cast is I have like a mistrust with them after, you know, all these different things that get brought up off camera. And then they bring on camera and I get really confused. And then there's all these contradictory things being said. Then on top of it, that's a prank that they pulled about Rebecca Minkoff and, you know, her assessment.
That was really stupid, yeah.
So I have a huge mistrust with this cast, right? And going back to what Spice was saying, that, you know, the whole time it was like my emotions were being played like a little fiddle because I kept going back and forth on, I don't really know who to believe here, because immediately, Uba, this trip has not been, you know, acting correctly, right? And the night before in the bus, she was saying all these kind of nasty things about Brynn and Brynn, you know, sleeping with people and XYZ and whatever to get a job. She slept with someone to get a job. She said something nasty like that.
And she was being weird at the restaurant where she was kind of, I don't know if she was sleeping or on her phone.
She was totally being weird.
That was a bit like, you're fucking on vacation with everybody, like fucking participate, right?
Well, even like, do you remember when they first got there and she was getting so upset about her room?
Her room?
Yeah.
Like that too. So Uba hasn't really been on my nice list the past couple episodes. So then when I hear Brynn make an accusation that Uba is saying this stuff to her and she knows that she was sexually assaulted, it's like heartbreaking. And when you look at other people's reactions to that, do you remember Jenna's face?
Yeah, Jenna couldn't even look at her.
She couldn't even look. And she was like visibly, when they were sitting at the table, her and Raquel were like,
yeah, Raquel too.
Distraught.
Raquel, did you see the hug that Raquel, when she embraced Brynn?
Yes.
In the room, right?
Because they,
yeah, I don't know.
They all, like, it was terrible, this whole thing. And so not only that, and then it kind of flips, and then I see, you know, they de-mic them and stuff like that, and then Uba's reaction to finding out and like hearing her screams and stuff like that. And I was thinking in my head while I was watching it, like, how could Uba react this way? Like, doesn't she have any like compassion for Brynn?
That's
like
what I thought too.
If yeah. you're hearing
but then, that, yeah
but mm-hmm. but let me finish my thought here.
Yeah, sorry.
I was thinking, like, how can she like react like that? Like, there's no compassion. She's not even saying like, hey, listen, I'm really sorry, I did not know. I don't know why you think that I know, but I'm gonna make that very clear right now. I did not know, and I'm sorry that, you know, for whatever. And so I thought, like, I felt like very against Uba for her reaction, for the screaming, for like kind of the coming after Bryn. But then I had to watch this episode a second time, actually, because I didn't really know what to make of everything. And when I kind of sat with it a second time and tried to digest, what I always try to do is like think about what would I do if I was in that kind of situation. And I think if I was Uba, like, I am not a poised person. I'm not this, I'm not that. I'm not necessarily a good person or a patient person or anything like that. I'm just a regular person, and so is Uba, even though she's a model and whatnot. But I think I probably would have reacted in the same way, because I would have felt like, why are you accusing me? Why are you making this accusation that I know that you were sexually assaulted, and I'm out here like making nasty, nasty accusations at you when I know full well that, like, as if we've had a conversation and we've gone in depth, like as if I've like listened to you and cried with you about it and XYZ. I would probably, if I was in Uba's shoes, I probably would react like that. I probably wouldn't feel compassion in that moment. I would probably feel pissed off. And so at first, when I first watched the episode, I was really annoyed with Uba for her reaction. And then when I sat with it a little bit longer, I was like, I probably would react that same way. Like, we don't always have compassion right away in the moment and stuff like that. Sometimes when you just feel like you're being accused of something, you just go in defense and you feel angry, right? What did you guys think before we move on, like, about Uba's reaction?
I lost my train of thought since I didn't interrupt you. No, I got some of it. Raquel, so hang on. Okay, go ahead, Spice. But if I get my train of thought back, because I'm trying
You're
to think,
because
I'm jumping in.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough. Fair, like the late Ivana Trump would say, she'd say, like, when she used to sell things on the shopping channel, she'd say, when it was the last few items left, I'm going to tell you the same
gonna
thing.
Gonna jump in. Okay.
Fair warning.
When Raquel,
fair
when
warning,
Raquel,
girls.
When Raquel was saying what Uba was saying, that she, in another, in the other, in her other language, that may God strike my firstborn, my child, if I'm lying. Like, I mean, who says that? So, like, Uba, like, I can imagine those screams, like, for her to be in so much pain at the thought that she, you know, wouldn't have known, would have not understood for Bryn because of what she knew. She didn't know, right? Sorry, I'm back to that.
No, I would 100% agree. I don't think she knew. But it was just initially, I thought her reaction was like, oh my God, what's wrong with her? She doesn't have any compassion. And then afterwards, it's like, okay, like, I kind of get the anger that she's feeling. It took me.
Yeah.
But I just right away, like immediately watching it, I was like, what's wrong with her? Even that, may Allah strike my child and da da da.
Yeah.
I was thinking like, wow, she has literally no compassion. But I feel like I've kind of changed my tune. That was just my initial reaction to hearing her talk. I was like, I didn't really get the anger, but like when I kind of sat with it a little bit more, I'm like, okay, I get it. Because if I was in her shoes, I probably would have reacted the same. Because it is a very nasty allegation to say, you know, and then to not try to make it right when you register, like, I'm so angry. Because I feel like you're saying this when you know that I was sexually assaulted. And then when you realize, fuck, did I ever have that conversation with her? Like, if I would Bryn, like, I would have been embarrassed, but I would have called Uba and been like, hey, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, and Bryn didn't care.
No, she didn't.
Bryn, yeah, no, she didn't care.
She was ready to move on.
Yeah, ready to move on, sitting with
enjoy
the production staff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And which is unfortunate. And I think this whole the way that it ended is kind of the nail in the coffin for this cast. That's kind of what I think. Like, I don't know. Like, they really didn't bring much to the table. And this, the horrendous way that this ended, it's not like, you know, like you, in other housewives, you get cat fights and, you know, people go after each mm-hmm. other and whatever. But this is like on another level. And it's something that, like, if they can't trust each other, like, I don't
yeah.
really trust them either. Like, that's kind of how I feel about it. So I just, I'm kind of sweeping them all with the same brush, and I don't mean to do that, but it's just that they really didn't bring anything else to the show. And
yeah.
this is what I'm trying to say is, if this is the best the show can do, then it to me, it's done. Like, that's
yeah.
the best way that I can put it.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
I agree. But Cy should stay. They should put Cy with the old cast. They should bring the old cast back.
They should bring the old cast back.
They should.
I don't necessarily
they were entertaining.
Cy will fit in with the old cast. Like, I don't really see any.
No,
of the
she wouldn't really fit cast. In with them. But I like Cy. And I like Jenna.
I do like Jenna.
And I like Raquel, too. She seems good.
Yeah, but you know what? The thing is with these shows, you got to either love them or you hate them, right? Not
yeah.
just don't I like them, because, you know, they're kind of nice. Like, who cares? There's, like, nice people all around.
Yeah.
That's how terrible.
Yeah.
Like, they want to see these guys get down
they have
and dirty,
their good points,
but not that dirty is
yeah.
what I want to say. Like, you know, like, fighting and whatever, like, you know, throwing a table or whatever, like, turning it upside down. That's entertainment. But this,
yeah.
this, you know, like,
this
accusing...
is not.
Accusing
yeah.
people of saying that, you know, that they've heard a conversation about, you know, I hate even saying it, being raped. Like,
yeah.
like it's just, it's like another level. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not liking it.
No.
Although we will watch yeah. the reunion, of course. We have to.
Yeah.
The reunion, to be honest, like, usually the reunions are like the most boring part of a season for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think this reunion is going to be one of the best ones, because in the, in the trailer, we even see Jenna being like, no, no, Bryn, no, no. Like, even she's getting in there and, like, getting pissed off, right? Being composed. But I don't know. This episode, to me, it just solidifies my opinion that these women are not friends.
No, they're not.
They're not actually friends, because if you were friends and... First off, you'd probably know about something like this. And second off, even if you didn't know, and there were these two accusations going on, she knew about this and she said this, or I said this, but I didn't know about the essay. You believe both of them and you, like, try to help them both, right? The women, they were just standing by watching everything happen. And then they're like, I'm so mad at Uba. Oh, no, never mind. Now I'm so mad at Bryn. And they were just very, like, flip-floppy, like, as if they're us, like, the audience who doesn't actually know them. We're not friends with them. And that's kind of, like, you stick by your friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't just leave them. And, like, God forbid, you wouldn't just, after, you know, Bryn goes to New York, if you were actually friends with Bryn, you'd go and find her and be like, hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, 100%.
Actually, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's because yeah, they were like participants and not really the players for sure.
Yeah, it was weird. But I think that's why this group dynamic is just, it doesn't work.
Bring back the old ones.
But at least they addressed in this episode how annoying it is to bring up stuff that happens off camera.
Off camera.
Bring it up on camera. That's what I've been saying this whole season.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I want to know what else you guys think. I'm kind of done. That's kind of the end of my spiel on this episode. I just thought
yeah,
it was
same.
Very dark. It was an interesting episode, but I'm not going to say it was not an entertaining episode. To be honest, it made me feel very sick to my stomach watching this, because I won't use the word entertaining. It was interesting to watch in the way they filmed it, in the way to see them, you know, retelling the story, to try to kind of pick up the pieces of things. But it really broke my heart to see, you know, two people having such strong reactions and honestly just being in so much pain. Like, it was not
to watch. It wasn't fun. No, it wasn't. Yeah. It wasn't. Yeah. No, no.
Yeah.
No, no, no.
Yeah, sad. Dark.
Definitely not an entertaining theme to the episode too, because, you know, assault and stuff like that. I mean, I just feel for Bryn and for, you know, 100%. Anyone who's experienced that, for sure.
Yeah, 100%.
Anything you guys want to say?
No, I think I'm done. I'm done with this too. It made me very heavy. I mean, normally we can laugh and we can talk about different things, and that's not happening with this episode. So,
Exactly. Well, I'm not going to do a golden question for this episode because I don't really feel it's appropriate. So let's sign off. This was Sugar.
This is Spice.
And Not So Nice.
And thank you for listening to Our Reel on the Reel.
Ciao for now.